furry animals rings around the world. Epic's first project with the former creation signed Welshman is a real return to form, indicating that they thought the last one was crap. I don't know how you feel about that. And it says, demonstrating a new maturity in their work. Sporting sounds, which span influences from the Beach Boys to early acid beats and bleeps, rings is an epic accomplishment that will not only keep their fans happy, but also win many new converts. So is that good?
Which one, do they specify which albums were bad?
They don't, I'm afraid. No, but you could get in touch with them and ask them, anyway. what tunes... I've got the album here. I see there's a song on there, Shoot Doris Day. What have you got against Doris? Anything?
Well, it was, you know, Shooter with Phil.
Oh, I see. Right, OK, fair enough. She was a big star when I was a kid.
She's still alive, I think,
is she? I think she is, yeah.
I hope nobody gets an idea, you know.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, I'm glad you explained that, because otherwise people might have been, you know, worried.
It's funny that you had a song called Sludge Rock.
Yeah.
And we had a movement called Sludge Rock.
Yeah.
Shortly after Grunge, we formed a movement.
Yeah.
So
these things, what goes around comes around, as they say, and you can quote me on that. Well, I'll close my microphone now, and you can start doing your first tune. I'm closing it now.
This is, we wrote this on the way down. Well, we wrote the lyrics on the way down, and, so it's very new. Is it called that? Oh, yeah. So, and today we're going to call it Zoom. And it goes like this.
Super Furry Animals live from Peel Acres, and that's called Zoom, new song. And four more to come, hopefully before midnight. And there's something I was going to say at this stage, and I've forgotten what it was. But thanks to Martin Gledhill, who was mentioned earlier in the week, because he sent us a letter asking me to play a record by the Upholsterers, and one of the Upholsterers is Jack White out of the White Stripes. So I played the A-side on Tuesday night, and this is the B-side. Those are the Upholsterers, who are Jack White and Brian Muldoon, or were anyway, and that was a 7-inch single on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. I Ain't Superstitious, and Pain, Gimme Shelter. And an email here from Mark Blampide from Jersey. I'm sorry, perhaps it's Blampide, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, he says, this is my fifth email begging for a promised Yeah Yeah No track. I can confirm this will be my last effort. I get the impression, Mark, that you're growing impatient. But I'd like to play for you tonight, but I can't get to any of my records because of the present chaos. But I promise that I'll put it in on Tuesday night's programme. This is Natural Self. We'll be right back. This is Batucada, not from Brazil, but from Brighton, and it's on a 7-inch single from True Thoughts Records. It's by Natural Self. It's actually the B-side, and that's called the Soul Step. And yet another email from Miss Black America, who certainly believe in keeping in touch, which I always appreciate, I must say. And they sent me this email to remind me that they play this Saturday. Is that the 14th, this Saturday? Is that this Saturday, the 14th? OK. At Finnegan's in Norwich, with Antihero, you see. This was obviously what led to my believing that Antihero were also from Bury St Edmunds, but they've sent us a couple of rather grumpy emails to say that they're not from there at all. They're from Stratford-upon-Avon, and what can I say other than just to apologise to them? And then Miss Black America playing Hartlepool on Saturday the 21st, which would be the following Saturday, obviously, at the studio, supporting Zig Zig Sputnik. And I must admit, I didn't know that they still existed in any meaningful form, but obviously they do, and we'll be in Hartlepool with Miss Black America Saturday after next. And then they're back to Bury on Sunday the 22nd for the All Day at Pastello's Baby Barbecue, which sounds most unpleasant, as I said before, in on Sunday the 22nd. I think I've said that already. Right, this is Stereo Lab. That's Stereo Lab, of course, on their own Duophonic record label, and a track called Captain Easy Chord. And it's quite nice because some of the people who are with the Super Furry Animals have record labels of their own that we've played, and we've played some of their records on the programme. It's always nice to meet people like that. And one of the people who's driving them is the bass player out of Durero. And I was worried that Durero had kind of given up, but in fact this isn't the case at all, and they're going to be going up to join Melis, I think, in Better Sicoid, and record an LP which will be coming out before the end of the year. It's a little worrying that he's in the pub in the village at the moment. Is he still up there? Is he still up in the pub? Do you want a driver that spends this evening in the pub? That sounds dangerous to me, but anyway, we'll try and find out a little more from him when he gets back about what Durero are up to. This is from The Usual Suspects. Usual Suspects on Renegade Hardware Records, an EP called Lunacy. This is Therapy. And the temptation to follow it with a track by Therapy was considerable, I will admit it, but I resisted it. And an email from John Clay from Fuzz Pop Records. He says, just a quickie to say hello. Thanks for the bare suit session last night. I've been eagerly awaiting it since hearing Hey Charlie. All the songs were great, but the band really excelled themselves with the finished version. And just had notification from Andy out of Aqua Vista that their session will be broadcast next Tuesday, as indeed it will. And he says their single, all 8 tracks of it on a 7-inch single, will be available from Fuzz Pop Records very shortly indeed. So it was an advertising feature you were after, was it then, John? And he says thanks for everything, and as he points out, Aqua Vista will be in session next Tuesday. But tonight here at Peel Acres, it's Super Furry Animals, and in a very professional manner, I shall fade this down, and the band will introduce the next number. Is that OK with you?
Yeah, that's OK.
All right, OK.
And the name of the song is Fragile Happiness. Well, that fragile happiness keeps me from forgetting that this fragile me afloat when I'm sinking. The first generation caused such a sensation, gave all an elation. same. But that fragile happiness stops the nightmares when I'm sleeping. And when Catholics confess from my guilt, there's no escaping. We'll go to Miami to call friends and family. We'll stay out to party.
Super Furry Animals live at Pier Lakers. That's called Fragile Happiness, and that's from the LP Rings Around the World. No songs in Welsh, I notice.
None whatsoever, no.
Any reason for that?
We put them all on our last LP.
You did do that, that's certainly true.
It's okay. Called Mung.
It was, and very good it was too, I felt, too. Okay. We'll be right back. And in honour of our guest, that was Llanberis Pass by Zion Train from the LP Natural Wonders of the World in dub. And Llanberis Pass, one of my dad's favourite places on earth, and one of mine as well, as it happens. And until about a week ago, I would have looked in vain for a song, or a recent song, that mentions Suffolk. But in fact, there's a track on the new LP from Delicate AWOL on Day Release Records and called Our Genome. And this is Suffolk is renowned for heavy horses, which it certainly is, as a matter of fact. And a very fine football team.
Thank you.
Delegate AWOL, that's a track from the... well, it's a double LP if you get it on vinyl, which I always recommend. Our Genome is the title of it, and that was Suffolk is renowned for heavy horses, which is certainly, as I say, the case. And for the last time, I think, because I've played it quite a few times already, this is Green's Keepers. And that was recorded on the 30th of June 1939, exactly 2 months before I was born. Django Reinhardt, and I'll see you in my dreams. And before that, sorry, I can have the running order back, Big. Before that, on Classic Records, a 12-inch, an EP, really, called What's Your Man Got to Do with Gan, a title which we've never really understood, but it's by Green's Keepers, and it's called Low and Sweet. And we've had more inquiries about that one record than any other that we've played so far this year. And another tune from Super Furry Animals coming up next, but first there's a couple of emails, one of them here, and it's from Hugh in Ponta Doulais, is that right? OK. And he says, can you ask the band if they're ever going to release some kind of compilation containing their work as the band which I knew as For Coffee Pow, which was how was it said? That's about right, is it?
Yeah.
Are you ever going to do that?
Possibly, yeah. Me and Dav were in it, and Rodri, who's in the Gorky's Agatic Monkey,
right.
And Dewi, who's in the van.
Right.
also a bass player.
Okay. And then, hold on, there's another email here too. Here we go. It says, seeing as you go around the world via the internet these days, I was wondering if before one of the Super Furry Animals tracks tonight you could say hello to a girl who the band will know and have met. She seems to spend every waking minute spreading the word on various internet sites. Her name is Karen Holtzbauer, I think. She'll be tuned in at home in Connecticut in the United States, and she's appreciated and adored more than she realises. That's from Gaz. You do know her then, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, well, if you want to dedicate the next tune to her, feel free to do so.
Okay, this is from Mung, we were talking about earlier. It's called Nathod Cacun. Thank you.
Super Furry Animals live on Radio 1, and this is tonight's song from Ronnie Ranald. We've almost finished the end, we've reached the end of the EMI Presents the Magic of Ronnie Ranald, but there is more to come thanks to a listener. This is Ronnie's version of Swedish Rhapsody. Well, that's one of Ronnie's shorter pieces, but a bit of a gem nevertheless. That's a Swedish rhapsody from the LP EMI Presents The Magic of Ronnie Ranald. And this is, well, entirely different. This is Brian Zenz.
Thank you.
And that's a 12-inch from Brian Zentz on Rotation Records out of Swindon. One of three tracks, actually, on a 12-inch, Cool Terrain's Versions, seems to be called. And that was Sierra. And an email here from Sam Morris in Leicester. I don't want to do too much of this sort of thing, Sam, but he says, I just wondered if you could do me a favour and tell my girlfriend how much I love her. So, Hayley Sheldon, Sam Morris loves you loads and loads and is looking forward to seeing you when he gets back from Australia in 5 weeks. Hey, I feel like a real DJ after that. So there you go, Sam. And this next is from Garlic from their LP on Prophylactic Records, called The Murky World of Seats, All in the Name of Fun.
Around this part of town, that's the way.